Perikei Mishnah Vav. So last time we talked about, we transitioned to the Karban Shlamim, right? We had seen the Ola and then the other ones that were sprinkled inside the Kosher Kedashim, Nechal, etc. And now we're transitioning to the Karban Toda. The Karban Toda is an interesting sort of hybrid Korban. Why is the Karban Toda an interesting hybrid Korban? Because it is, on the one hand, a Shlamim, but it's a Shlamim that has a lot of very unique halachos. Not only that, but it actually does not appear in the first Parsha of the Karban Shlamim. It actually appears in the second presentation, which is not in Parshas Vayikra, but rather in Parshas Tzav. And Chazal derived from those psukim in Perek Vav of Sefer Vayikra, the halachos of offering a Karban Toda, which the Gemara Brachos and Daf Mandala teaches us is specifically offered if someone is in one of four life-threatening scenarios. Right, nowadays we say Berchas HaGomel instead, and Mizmor LeSoda is closely associated with that. Ayin Le'el at the Shiurim, on the WhatsApp Shiurim, for more on that. But either way, that's Karban Toda finds its sort of place as an interesting sort of hybrid situation. So the Mishnah teaches HaToda ve'El Nazir. So let's say you have the Karban Toda or the El Nazir. So this is the Ayo, which is a very unusual kind of carbon as well, of the Nazir, which he offers at the end of his Nazirus process. Kodshim Kalim. So now already we're clearly transitioning from Kachim to Kachim Kalim, right? The lesser degree of Kedusha, Shchitasan, B'chomakum Ba'azar. So this is the key first difference between these two. Why? Because where was the Shchita of every other Korban? Right? Well, you never did Shchita on the Mizbeach. Where do you do it? But where, in which direction in the Azara? Okay, in the Tzafon, right? Every other Mishnah was Shchitasan Batzafon. And this one, Shchitasan Mekol Makom Azar. That's a key distinction, which is indicative of the lesser degree of Kedusha. You can check anywhere in the courtyard. V'dam ton shem ton shein arba. Like some of the lesser Kedushas of even the Kachi Kachim, it's not four different sprinklings, one on each of the sides of Mizbeach, but rather it's one on the northeast corner, one on the southwest corner, which, you know, it's the easy way to get to that's four.
Nechalin.
This is, we're always continuing from yesterday, but it's every single Mishnah is a lesser degree of Kedusha, and that takes us to the ordering principle of this parak. V'dam ton shin ton shin arbo nechal mechal ayir, they can be eaten anywhere, right? So that's not bechol raya klaim. Klaim is what the priest thinks of the Azara itself. Kodshim Kalim can be eaten anywhere in the holy sanctified city of Yerushalayim. Right, so that's a key distinction as well. L'chol Adam, for any man, b'chol ma'achol, anyway, eating b'yom v'layel chatzos. And this is also a distinction of Karban Shalom. We said that the Stam Karban Shalom we'll see in tomorrow's Mishnah is eaten for 2 days and one night. The other satellite Shlomim, generally speaking, are actually 1 day and one night, and that includes the Toda and the El Nazir. Okay, so those are just, again, 1 day and one night, which again, presumably is a higher degree of Kedusha, or there might be other ways of explaining. And if anyone wants, there's a famous Vort of the Netziv, which after we finish, I'm happy to share with you. It's a very beautiful idea about the Karban Toda in particular. But just to finish the Mishnah first, Hamuram Mehem Kayotze Vohem, literally that which is lifted. Muram is from Ram, right? Those were in Mechumashir yesterday. We talked about the Marom, Shmi Marom, right? Like in Kedusha. So it's the same, that which is lifted from them. What does that mean? It's lifted. That's a reference, as the Bartanur points out, to three of the key parts of the Karban that are given to the Kohanim. The Chaza, two parts rather, the Chaza and the Shok. Right? What are the Chaza and the Shok?
I blanked this.
What's a Chaza?
Chaza. Oh, Chaza.
And the shok. Well, the shok is what? Shok is the thigh, and the chaza is, right? It's like sort of like the, what? Certain parts of the
ribs.
Right? Of the side, not the ribs, at the sides of the animal, of the meat, right? So those are actually given to the Kohanim, El Shamuram, Nechalako, right? Those are similar. They have the same halachos, but instead of being eaten by the Mizbeach, Kiviachal, as it were, as we said, El Shamuram, Nechalakohanim. That part, like the Kwaza Shirayim, Nechalakohanim, is eaten for by Kohanim, Linashayim, their wives, Levnei, Lavdehem, in other words, their children, their households, their servants, and the entire household of the Kohanim. Yisrael Shem tomorrow, and we think that the halachos of the Korban Shlomim.